Welcome to the Feed Central Hay Matters podcast, your go-to source for all things hay-related in Australia. I'm your host, John Paul Driver. In today's episode, we're joined by Cassie Streeter and Kimberly Detmers. Kimberly is the Quality Service Operations Manager at Feed Central. Cassie Streeter is the NIR Services Manager for Equianalytical, Dairy One. Both of you, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, John Paul.
Let's start with, we mentioned Equianalytical. We're talking horses today. Cassie, do you want to take us through a little bit of history around Dairy One and Equianalytical?
Equianalytical was originally developed as a response to a need in the equine industry for an equine testing lab. And Dairy One already had a forage testing lab available. And we kept having equine customers come to us and say, well, I need to test my hay or I need to test my pasture or grain. And we would supply them with reports, and it has the information they need, plus a lot of other information that has absolutely nothing to do with horses because they don't have a rumen. So we were providing fiber digestibility numbers, which is all well and good, but they're paying for test results that they don't need, that they won't be able to use. So we really need to address the equine market. So we decided to launch Equianalytical in June of 2004, which means that we've been around for 20 years.
Wow.
And as I said in that webinar earlier this week, that first month of June, we had a grand total of 16 samples in June 2004. That has translated over 20 years to averaging 10,000 samples a year.
Wow.
And we range anywhere from 600 samples per month for Equianalytical to almost 1,400 samples per month during our busiest time of the year, which, as you imagine, is summer going into fall as horse owners are buying hay and making decisions about, you know, how they're going to feed their horses throughout the winter. So Equianalytical, we've been in business 20 years, and starting in 2013, along came this partner, Feed Central. They approached us about wanting to become an NIR affiliate. So Dairy One has our NIR affiliate network where we license our NIR calibrations to feed and forage labs all over the world. And just for those that are not in the know, NIR stands for near infrared. It's a rapid, non-destructive technology that you can use to analyze feed and forage samples. So Dairy One has very robust calibrations from a lot of samples from the dairy industry, but as well as the equine industry. And we're able to license those calibrations to labs all over the world. And Feed Central joined as a partner in 2013. And I had the fortune to be able to actually meet Kimberly last year. It's almost exactly a year ago.
To the day, or nearly, yeah.
Her and Tim came on site to visit us here at Dairy One. And they were talking about, okay, well, what are some areas where we can do more testing? Or what other people could use our testing services? And I've been with Dairy One for 13 years. As the name would suggest, we're primarily in the dairy industry, but I'm a horse girl. So I'm always pushing Equianalytical whenever I can. And so I was happy to say, hey, Tim, hey, Kimberly, what do you think about launching Equianalytical, launching the brand in Australia? I know the Australian market is really strong on the equine side. I thought there was a lot of opportunity there and probably some gaps where people are in need of testing, similar to what we see here in the U.S. And so I pitched it to them, and they fell for it. I mean, they went for it. And now we have Equianalytical in Australia, and I'm really excited that you know, we just launched this week. It's really exciting to see something that, you know, started just 20 years ago, and now we're entering the next phase.
Awesome.
Yeah, what's really cool is you know, we're obviously sending samples across to Cassie in Equianalytical almost every second day. And, you know, we understand, so that's for the wet chemistry side of services. And, you know, the turnaround time for getting samples to the US, if you get your samples stuck in customs or sit with a bad postal carrier, you know, you might get your results as soon as a week back, which is awesome, but you know, we've had, you know, it could be 2-3 weeks with wet chemistry. So having Equianalytical more local, I think will be really beneficial for the horse market in Australia.
So we have the new relationship between Dairy One, Equianalytical, and Feed Central. The testing can be done in Australia now.
Yes.
And right. then let's go to the next step. Why are customers testing their hay?
Well, so my a little on my background is I actually have I did my graduate work at Cornell University studying the genetics of equine metabolic syndrome and Cushing's disease, or PPID is another name that people are familiar with. There are a lot of horses out there that really are kind of suffering needlessly, that have health challenges that could partially be addressed, or actually mostly addressed, just by taking a closer look at their nutrition. And one of the biggest things that you can do is to test your forage, because most of the horse's diet is composed of forage, whether it be hay, pasture, a mix of the two. And it may even not even be fed as hay. It might be fed as a pellet, but it's still a forage pellet. It's still a forage-based diet. And if you don't know what's in that hay, it's kind of hard to make sure that your horse is eating what they should and keeping them healthy. And I became very familiar with the, like I said, from my graduate work. And then when I came here, started working with Dairy One, then I got more involved in EquiAnalytical, I could say probably easily at least 80, probably even 90% of the phone calls we get are from people that have horses with these metabolic challenges, either, whether it's metabolic syndrome or Cushing's or insulin resistance. It's affecting a lot of horses here in the States. And people are looking to test to be able to feed their horse appropriately. Some of them are making purchasing decisions. You know, do I buy this hay or do I buy this hay? I don't know which lot to buy. What works best for my horse? Well, you would send a sample in of both, test it, and see what would work for your horse or horses. Or on the flip side, kind of like me, when I had a horse, I didn't really have a choice in the hay that I got. The hay that I had was, well, the hay that I had. But I still needed to know what was in that hay to know how to supplement my horse appropriately. So again, even if you don't have a choice in purchasing your hay, if you know what you're feeding, then you can make sure that you're supplementing or making adjustments to the diet as needed.
Let's talk about the sampling process, because it's a little tricky if you're not in the hay industry. I have a hay probe. I sell hay. I sell quite a bit of hay. Not everybody has a hay probe. So how do horse owners navigate through that?
I can answer that.
If you want to. I was going to let you.
Thanks, Cassie.
We've actually had a few different rural stores. So Feed Central actually offer a hay core or a hay probe for sale. We've even had some rural stores approach us recently, and they've purchased because they're doing feed testing through their stores. So you might have a local rural store who has it, or a local pony club that might have one. I've had, I'm not sure on the equine side of things, but I know on the dairy side of things, we've even had clients using like auger bits and drilling into bales and getting a nice core sample out that way. And what that core sample does is it's making sure that we're getting a really representative, accurate representation of what that forage is. You're getting accurate leaf to stem ratio. You're not pulling out, particularly for something like loosened hay or something that the leaf detaches really easily. You're not leaving all of that leaf behind and maybe testing the worst side of that hay product.
And then even going on from hay, it might not just be hay. You might be testing pasture. That's a completely different look. You don't get to walk up to all your bales and take all your samples and be done. Oh boy, you put your shoes on and you're going to go walking across your pasture with a pair of scissors and a bucket. And
pretend you're a horse.
And pretend you're a horse. So there's some observation involved. You know what hay you put in front of your horse, but when they're out in pasture, you have to do a little observation. So if you want to test pasture, if you're keeping your horses out on pasture, you want to only sample what the horse is eating, and you want to sample it at grazing height. Okay, so we're not grabbing samples and pulling them up by the roots. Though I will tell the horse people out there, I know there are some horses that pull it up by the roots. They don't tend to eat it. They just throw it on the ground disdainfully and just to aggravate you. But you want to cut at grazing height, and you only want to cut the species that your horse is eating. So if you have all this lush grass and it looks really nice, but your horses aren't touching it, well, if they're not consuming it, then it's not part of their diet. So you get to leave that there. And there are full instructions on the EquiAnalytical website that are available. where you can see the full instructions for taking a sample. The other side of it, Kimberly has heard me say this one too many times, I think, at this point. And depending on who the audience is, it's either a liter or a quart size bag. Whatever unit of measure makes the most sense to you, that's the size bag. We don't need a gigantic bag of forage. If you are testing pasture, I will caution, don't forget that part of what happens in the lab, and Kimberly did a great job covering this in the webinar, when we're testing, especially pasture samples, we dry the samples in the lab, and then we put them through a mill and actually grind them into a powder before we do the analysis. So when you're thinking of pasture, how much moisture is in pasture? 70?
And that could surprise 80, you.
Could 80, be a lot.
Yeah. Anyone who's ever had a grass stain on a shirt knows that there's easy transfer from green material because it has so much moisture in it. So take that liter size bag and all that nice green, it's nice and full. Okay, well, now take all the moisture out of it. You're not left with a lot of material for testing on the other side. So we don't want a huge, huge sample, but if you are taking, if you're packing your samples into that liter size bag, make sure it's a nice full bag, especially on pastures, just so we make sure that we have enough material there to test.
Yeah, exactly. We do get some clients that take that and think that a full bag is shoving a little bit of sample in it, patting it down and going, oh yes, it fills the bag, but it's like flat as an A4 piece of paper, you know, so which we can work with that if it's a dry sample, if it's a grain sample, if it's a hay sample, if it's a pasture sample, we do need a bit more than that to be able to accurately test it, have enough to test with.
All right, so we have our liter or quart size bag. And it's full of our sample, and we followed all the instructions on the Equi Analytical website and did it perfectly. Now what do we do? Kimberly, this is where you come in, right?
Well, because I will vouch for Kimberly on the side, make sure you complete your paperwork. It doesn't matter if you're here in the States or if you need to send directly to the United States for whatever reason, or if you're sending to Feed Central, complete your paperwork. Nothing is worse than getting this beautiful hay sample and there's no paperwork to go with it and you don't know who it belonged to. Nothing is worse than that.
At least a phone number. We need at least a phone number. And getting those pasture samples to us, or if you're testing haylage or silage, we've actually just recently had some walk-ins that they're feeding haylage to their horses. Get these samples to us as quickly as possible. This high moisture environment, these plant cells, they're still respiring, and the longer they're in transit, the more those feed test results are actually going to be affected by the time we get that. So it won't be a true representation of what that pasture is sitting in the paddock. You've lost sugars, it's respiring, it's losing that. The other thing I will note is if it's haylage, exclude the oxygen. We have cryovac bags being used more and more. But if you don't have that, a Ziploc bag and rolling it up, taping it shut does a pretty good job as well. And sending them cool. So be it pasture sample. Pasture samples actually travel really well in a paper bag, I find. They don't sort of end up coming into a soggy, that respiration can result in even excess moisture, we find, if it's travelling through the postal system for a lengthier period of time. So express post for these sorts of samples are a really good idea. And keeping them cool, slowing down that respiration process. So when they hit the lab, the test results are still going to be quite close to what it is on farm or in your backyard.
Awesome. Now that you've sent the sample in, what's the expectation here? How long a turnaround times are we talking about? And then what do you do with the results?
So if you're sending in a dry sample, you're going to see a bit of a quicker turnaround time, but that sample doesn't need to be dried down in the oven, which it's a few hours worth of process that we have no control over. We can't cook the sample. We don't want to risk cooking the sample, so it's a gentle dry down. We just got to leave it be. That dry down does tend to add an extra day to that turnaround time. Normally, you'll see a 1 to 2 day turnaround time for the NIR services. It's quite quick, as Cassie mentioned earlier. It's a non-invasive testing process, and it can be processed through quite rapidly through the lab. What we'll do actually when Feed Central receives in a sample, we'll actually send you an email and let you know when to expect those results, what test we've applied to the sample, make sure that we've interpreted your submission paperwork correctly, and that'll go through to you as soon as we log that sample into our system.
And then where do we take them from there?
Where does that go? It goes into our grinding room. We're grinding that sample down into a powder, and it's quite small. It's a 1 millimeter particle size, and that gives us a really good reaction rate for wet chemistry testing or NIR testing, and better repeatability of result because you've got such a consistent particle size. So we're grinding that sample down, and what we actually end up with is a jar of powder. And that jar of powder, we're only using for the Feed Central lab about 60 mil of product. So when you're considering on farm, you're sampling from a stack of hay, or you know, it could be a truckload of hay, it could be a whole paddock's worth. Same with pasture, it's quite a large area, and this is where that on farm accurate sampling comes in, that by the time it gets to the lab and to the testing side of things, we're only using 60 mil. And I know Equi Analytical, they have even smaller sample cups than us. They'll have, what is that, probably about a 10 mil sample cup, is it?
Just about. It is not much material at all. Mm. And I love when I show people what it really looks like, what our cups look like. So you know that huge lot of hay that you have? You know what we're going to reduce it to and analyze it? And the look on people's faces when they see what actually happens in the lab. I said, oh, no, this is standard for any feeder forage lab. This is how we do it. This is how we do it, which goes back to remember that accurate that sample we were talking about and the hay probe. That's why we really stress it. My quote that I came up with this years ago, because it gets the point across, is we can accurately analyze the sample that you submit to the lab. Whether or not the sample you submitted to the lab is an accurate representation of the forage that you have, that is on the customer side and on the sampling side. So we'll analyze the sample and we'll give you the results. And hopefully those results are representative of what you're feeding. Feeding to your animals.
And Feed Central have hay inspectors going on farm because we have a whole visual and feed testing inspection service. But one of our inspectors, Steve, I've had him go on farm and sample. He's taken core samples of a particular line of hay in a shed. And he sampled that a few times, like over a period of time, because it was quite a large batch and the deliveries were sort of spread out. We're just monitoring this hay product. And because of his sampling technique, every time we feed tested that, like those results are virtually identical. Like, and it just really underscores the importance of that on-farm collection.
And then where we take the results, right?
Yeah. Where do you go with the results?
So what do you do with the results? Those are the two big questions that we get. You know, customers call and they say, okay, I've been told I need to take a hay sample, or I need to test my hay. So how do I test my hay? How do I take a sample? The next big question is, what do I do with the results? Now, the thing that always surprises people is I say, what to do with the results, how to interpret the results. Don't ask us. And there's a reason. This is a little bit of a legacy from Dairy One. So normally, the Dairy One Forage Lab, as I said originally, was developed to work with the dairy industry. And the dairy industry has a vast supply of nutritionists out there that are taking the results, interpreting them, and implementing practices on the farm. So we never wanted to get into the business of giving nutritional advice. We are the analysis people. We are just the lab. We will take that sample. We will analyze it. We can help you troubleshoot the sample. But in terms of recommendations for your horse, we leave that to the professionals. Whether that be, so you could take your, once you get your results back, you could take it to your veterinarian if you're working with a veterinarian. If you're working with a nutritionist, you can take it to a nutritionist. Sometimes it's a nutritionist working with a feed company, and they will be able to take your hay analysis. We work with all sorts of feed companies here in the States. They're happy to accept the hay test results. In fact, they're very excited when people come to them and say, well, I've tested my hay. What should I do? That's exactly what the feed companies want to hear, because they say, great, here's what you can do to supplement your horse's diet. another thing you can do that we talked about in the webinar is there's nutrition software available out there for the equine industry. You know, very well-known programs available on the dairy side, but we often work with FeedXL. They have a nutrition software that you can work with, and they have different levels of subscription that you can get to be able to work with the software. And there's a file format called XML that you're able to import directly into that software, and you can start working with it and figuring out how to supplement your horse's diet, looking at the hay test results, seeing where the diet might be deficient for your horse. It is a neat little program. I was very bummed that I just had my one horse and then I got to work with it just a little bit. But for those, especially if you, it's good for owner if you just have one horse, but especially if you're working, if you have multiple horses at different stages in their life, there are so many tools and cool tricks in FeedXL that you can load your test results right in and you can get right to work and start seeing what you need to do to balance your horse's diet.
Yeah, right. So as you're alluding to there, Cassie, like we can test your sample accurately, but there are so many individual circumstances that we don't have the time to interpret all of that. What breed is your animal? What age? What work are they in?
Life cycle, reproductive versus.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where the vets, the nutritionists, ration balancing software, they all start with those questions. What environment do you live in? And then we can go into diet formulation and, you know, what does your animal actually need?
We also have a feed composition library available. You can access through the Equi Analytical website. And if you're not familiar with test results, it's a good place to start. We can take it down to states, but we also just have very large groups. So you can look at the typical profile for a grass hay, legume hay. You can look at a few different things and see how yours compares to the average. And it's a good place to start, just to start getting familiar with the numbers. If you've never encountered them before, that can be pretty intimidating. I understand that. If I were a horse owner, and especially if I have a situation where my horse is sick and I'm trying to figure things out and I throw all these numbers at you, the feed composition library is a good way to get your feet wet and see how your forage compares. It's not nutritional recommendations for your animal. It just shows you how to start looking at how the forage that you had tested, how it compares to the average out there, to other grass hays. It's a good place to get started.
Yeah, and I know I certainly will jump on there if we have a sample that comes in the lab and I'm like, oh, I haven't seen this in a bit. I need to jog my memory. What are we expecting out of these results? Or because you've tested some quite far out there things in the Dairy One lab, forage lab there, and there's a lot of information in that forage composition library.
We talked about a couple of different resources today. Obviously, the first place we want to send folks for feed testing information is the Feed Central website. This is me asking.
Yeah, they're definitely available there.
Perfect. You can check out Equi Analytical.
Yes.
I may have been searching that feed composition library in the background here, and I can already tell it's fantastic. But decidedly for the feed testing nerds in the room, which I think is kind of all of us. Kimberly, anything else you want me to direct them to?
We do offer the sample submission kits as well, so that gives everybody everything they need to take a sample. It gives guidelines on different product types, how to sample the different product types. As we said, you know, you're sampling a bit differently if you're taking a hay sample to if you're taking a pasture sample, or even possibly sending us a grain sample. So we've got all of that information in a sample kit as well for clients. And we provide reply paid post bags as well. So the post isn't an extra cost that you have when you do a feed test with Feed Central.
Awesome. Well, Cassie, Kimberly, thank you very much for your thoughts today. And it sounds like there's some great new options for equine enthusiasts in Australia to take care of their feed testing needs.
Thanks so much for having us, John Paul.
Thank you very much.
Again, we've been joined by Cassie Streeter, Dairy One Equi Analytical, and Kimberly Detmers with Feed Central. This podcast is proudly presented by Feed Central. Stay tuned in for our upcoming episodes.